This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord, unless you build the house, unless you watch over our city, it is all in vain. So help us to align our wills with you so that everything that we do and all that we strive to be will be nothing but you. In your name we pray. Amen. Beware those who wear long robes and say long prayers. Look out, Father Marty. There was a church that I previously served in that will remain nameless, and there was a particular usher at that church who liked to ridicule the people who put coins into the collection plate. And so as he went up and down the aisles, whenever there was coins placed into the collection plate that was metal, he would shake it so everyone could hear that so-and-so just put coins rather than paper bills into the collection. Very embarrassing for those people, very embarrassing for me as the priest, to such a point that the people that all they could afford were the coins stopped even doing that out of embarrassment. So I had to have a talk with that particular usher. What's going on in this gospel today is the reverse of that. They didn't have paper money, they had coins. And the treasury that is referred to would have been a metal container that you could hear the money going in as people entered the temple. Now, picture Jesus sitting there, and these scribes and these Pharisees who want to make a big show dump all of their coins, and the jingling sounds like you just hit the jackpot out in Reno. And then here comes the widow. Two small coins, worth nothing but a penny. Probably hardly made a sound. And Jesus says, she's given more than everybody else combined because she didn't give out of her abundance. She gave the little that she had. Huge lesson for us to learn. Sacrificial giving. The widow's mite, we hear it, we experience it in so many ways that we have such an example of what someone does by such sacrificial giving that it has an impact way down the road. Think of that first reading with Naomi and Ruth. And they end up coordinating the plan and following what they feel God is calling them to do. And what happens down the road? They end up establishing the line that becomes King David, the greatest king of Israel. There are so many times, look at the veterans that we celebrate and the example that they have given. I think every year of my father, he lost his leg in World War II. But what an example he gave to me and to our family, such that now my brother, who's celebrating 10 years of being paralyzed, still looks to the example of my dad as the one who enables him to be who he is today. So many of these things that we really need to think about, if we respond in whatever way we can, it will make a huge difference down the road. You might remember a lady in our parish who got called home to heaven too soon. She worked at Walgreens. She made minimum wage. She always went into Walgreens, and whenever somebody checked out of Walgreens, she would say, "Have a blessed day." Her name was Barbara Weston. She's one of my heroes. And Barbara, after she died too soon, I remember going back to that Walgreens about a month later after her funeral, and I checked out. And the cashier said to me, I wasn't wearing a collar. He said, "Have a blessed day." And I thought, I said, "Did you know Barbara Weston?" "Oh, yeah." And ever since Barbara died, I say that to every customer. Barbara Weston. Some of you were around when we launched our capital campaign years ago. You remember the widow's mite story today? Barbara was one who figured out that on her minimum wage salary, if she was able to not go to Starbucks twice a week, how much money then she could sacrificially give to the church. I want to show you this clip.
My name is Barbara Weston. I currently work at Walgreens as a service clerk. I moved to Florida from New Hampshire approximately 2.5 years ago and have been attending St. Joseph's for about 2 years. Recently, Father Marty explained how he and his family could make a commitment for the capital campaign and asked all of us to do the same. Initially, I was puzzled as to how I could give much of anything. My first thought after thinking it over was I could limit my going to Dunkin' Donuts to once a week, taking about $5 per week, 52 weeks a year, times 3 years, that comes to $780. I am still looking for ways to increase my commitment. I'm making a commitment because St. Joseph's has given me and continues to give me much in support and caring, and I want to pass it along to others. Thank you.
That was about 8 years ago. There's not a time when I think about what our family is going to give to this church that I don't think of Barbara. Amazing lady, the widow's mite. I want to talk to you today about something very specific in terms of this. It is something we have talked about in the vestry and leadership of this church for a long time. And today we are finally able to say we are launching what we are calling the St. Joseph's Legacy Saints. I want to read to you a few names of people who are already members. Jean Seveny, Evelyn Wilson, Alma Peters Hammond, Margaret Larkin, Florence Mary Crick, Mildred Barrett, Isabel King, Marie Helen Smirk, Catherine Young, May Carpenter, Eugenia Brown, Mary Burroughs, Donald McClough, Marjorie Grayson, Betty Lovett, Ed Flaherty, Ruby Van Royen, George Putnam. These are just a few of the people in the 59-year history of this church who had chosen to remember St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in their estate planning. I'm here today to ask you to consider of joining this new St. Joseph's Legacy Saints. If you would, for a moment, open your Book of Common Prayer to page 445. It's tucked away in here such a way that perhaps it would get ignored, but I want to show you the part in italics on 445. The minister of the congregation is directed to instruct the people from time to time about the duty of Christian parents to make prudent provision for the well-being of their families and of all persons to make wills. All persons. While they are in health, arranging for the disposal of their temporal goods, not neglecting if they are able to leave bequests for religious and charitable uses. So, it is my duty to do this on an annual basis, so today's the day. I urge you, if you do not yet have planning for after God calls you home, to get it taken care of. And I'm not just talking about the specifics of your estate planning, but your wishes for after you are gone. I cannot name and I cannot tell you, because it's too numerous, of the pastoral situations where somebody has passed on unexpectedly and they hadn't made known their wishes for the disposal not only of their material goods, But if they want to be cremated or if they want to be buried, where they want to be left, what songs and funeral priests they want, any of that stuff. The greatest gift that we could give to our families and our friends is to have it all written down. It's the greatest gift you can give. So I urge you to think about that as one takeaway from today. But the more practical one has to do with the establishment, with the help of John Eastham, our chancellor, and Eric, his son and lawyer at their estate planning firm, along with Nancy Flynn, our parishioner, who have helped the vestry to launch this today. The St. Joseph's Legacy Saints. The enrollment form is very simple. It reads like this. St. Joseph's Legacy Saints' purpose is to honor the act of giving to God and provide an opportunity to commend and graciously thank those who have made or agreed to make a financial commitment in their estate plan for St. Joseph's Episcopal Church. Yes, I want to become a member of the St. Joseph's Legacy Saints. I have remembered St. Joseph's of Boynton Beach as one of the beneficiaries in my estate plan documents, or will do so at my earliest opportunity. I understand that the amount of my gift and the direction of the gift will be revealed only upon my death unless I choose otherwise. You sign your name, hand it in, you're one of the saints. We're going to have an annual dinner for all those who have chosen and made known that they want to be a part of this. Nobody's asking you to reveal what you're giving or where you want it to be directed. One of the beauteous things about leaving a bequest is that we all have different passions for ministries at this church. And we have been blessed with many directed gifts that have enabled us to do things that we otherwise could not have done. You have a roof over your heads. If you go back far enough in your history with me here at this church, you know that the vestry had to replace this roof. And when we took off the tiles, we discovered that it was only a minor miracle that the roof hadn't caved in because all the support beams had rotted away. It was because of the bequests that people had given to our maintenance fund that enabled us to replace that roof back then. Some widows' mites were given that were $100. Some people who had many more financial means gave a lot more. But the thing is this. Somebody wryly told me when they were thinking about doing this, they said, well, you know, I've never tithed my entire life, so I might as well do it on the way out. Why not? Why not? And I know many of you are snowbirds and you have other churches to which you belong, and I would encourage you to consider those churches as well, as we have benefited from people who have moved elsewhere also. There are so many things that we have in this church. And it's because they were those Naomis and Ruths that made a decision that enabled us to live like the King Davids here as a result. So be like Barbara. Be like that widow's mite. In whatever way God is calling you, whether it's specifically to become a St. Joseph's Legacy Saint, and I know, by the way, many of you already are, or if it's just to look at the way I'm living my life, like that widow lived. Remember, widows were chattel. They were property. They were nothing. Somehow this widow has survived. She obviously knows why she survived. She obviously knew the source of those blessings. And as a result, she responded with a heart full of gratitude with the way she chose to live. It's the same for us. If you choose to become a member of this St. Joseph's Legacy Saints, there are forms that the ushers will have in the back of the church after the service today. You will also be receiving a registration form, if you would like, when we do the pledge mailing next week. Let us be like Barbara. Amen.